I should be joined live on the phone by Rebecca Marr. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning, George. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Not a bad morning this morning. It's the best Monday we've had in quite some time. has summer happened
though.
At last, or am I being a little bit premature, I'm afraid to say? This morning, Rebecca, we're talking about a walk in aid of CMRF Crumlin. Can you tell us when where this walk takes place?
Yeah, sure. So this walk is on this Saturday, the 22nd of June, at 11 a.m. in the Phoenix Park. It starts at the Papal Cross car park, and it's a 3-mile walk to raise funds for CMRF Crumlin in memory of our daughter Matilda.
Okay. Who came up with the idea, Rebecca?
Really, it was me and my husband. So Matilda was our first child, born in April 2015. She had a heart condition, and we knew from before she was born that she would have a heart condition and would need surgery immediately. So she was had her first open heart surgery when she was 3 days old, and was taken care of very well by all of the team in the Crumlin Heart Centre. So she did really, really well. She came home when she was less than 3 weeks old, and was a really strong, happy little baby. We had great fun showing her off to as many people as we could. We had to kind of mind her a little bit at the start to make sure she wasn't open to infection. And then she had more surgeries, you know, planned from before she was born. She had her second surgery when she was 3 months old in August, and came home again after that. But sadly, she just didn't cope very well with that second surgery. And she sort of gradually got sicker, and in December 2015 she passed away when she was almost 8 months old. So I think if you talk to any parent who's lost a child, their main fear is that the child would be forgotten, and particularly since Matilda was so young, you know, we really wanted to keep her in our lives and make sure that all of our family and friends remembered her and included her. So we came up with the idea of Matilda's Miles, and really, you know, the aim is to kind of get people together to remember Matilda, but while also raising funds for a really worthy cause, which is the Heart Centre in CMRF Crumlin.
You touched on it there, Rebecca. I mean, losing a child is every parent's nightmare. How much of a comfort is it to you, Rebecca, that this walk takes place?
It's absolutely huge. I mean, it's a huge focus for us every year. We just get so much positive feedback from it. It's a really uplifting, fun family day that we host every year. This is the fourth year now that we've held it. And, you know, there's a lot of kids that come along to this walk, and, you know, you hear them talking about Matilda. They see Matilda's pictures, and, you know, they know that she was a happy baby, and that, you know, we're remembering her now. It's not anything that's filled with sadness. It's just a way for us to remember Matilda's smiles, which is kind of built into the title of the walk. And it just means, you know, it's great for our family and friends to have a way to talk about Matilda in a positive way, while also, you know, raising funds at the same time. So it's just, it's really, really positive.
Have you done something like this before, Rebecca?
No. Just shortly after Matilda passed away, I remember my brother said to me, "I presume you're going to do some fundraising." And I was thinking, God, are you serious? Like, I have to kind of pick myself back up off the floor. But, you know, it sort of sowed the seed with me of, you know, maybe that would be a good way of, you know, keeping Matilda's memory alive. So we just came up with the idea. And the first year that we held it just around the time of Matilda's first birthday in April. And it was a horrible, rainy day. And I think over 250 people turned out to support us in the Phoenix Park.
Wow.
And the first year that we ran it, we raised over €22,000, which was absolutely incredible. So that inspired us to keep going year after year. Now, we did move the date to June each year in the hope of getting better weather. It doesn't always work out, but we're hoping that it looks like it's going to be dry this Saturday at least. But I suppose the support we've got year on year has just inspired us to keep going. And it's got bigger and better every year. You know, we have lots of games and treats at the start of the walk. It's suitable for bikes and buggies and scooters, so it really does become quite a family day out. And we also have raffles for hotel vouchers for hotel breaks around the countries, or restaurants and things like that. So it's it's a really fun day, and it's not just, you know, there's kind of a lot of activity that goes on around the walk as well.
Yeah, I was about to say that it's not just a walk, you know, for people who, who attend. There'll be lots of things to do, and it's very kid friendly, I have to say. I just had a little look this morning at the email that you sent us, and there is lots of things happening for kids, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's been great then. It becomes, you know, a big family event. If you look at any of the photos on our Facebook page, you'll see everybody has their buggies and their bikes there, or even people with their dogs on leads as well. It is a 3-mile loop, which sounds long, but, you know, I suppose with the crowds that are going along, you kind of get carried along and everybody's chatting on their way around. And some people choose to run it. Most people walk it. Some people just come along, donate on the day, you know, enjoy the fun, and then maybe, you know, hang around at the paper cross and wait for people to come back in again. There's lots of treats, as I said, and we have, you know, bubbles and games and lots of fun for the kids as well. So it really is a family day out.
Would it be the case, Rebecca, that some of the parents that attend can identify with what you've been through in the fact that they may have lost children themselves?
Absolutely, yes, yeah. I mean, I suppose, sadly, since Matilda has passed away, I've met lots of other families who have lost children as well. So many of them come along as a way to remember their own kids, or, you know, to honour Matilda's memory as well. Or even people who've just had sick kids in Crumlin, you know, who are now fully recovered and doing really well, who just want to come along and support the great cause.
You mentioned 22,000 raised last time you did this for CMRF in Crumlin. That's a lot of money. And I know that kind of money means a lot to the CMRF in Crumlin. Would that be right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we were amazed that we raised 22,000 the first year, and then so we've kept going with it. And in total, over the 4 years, we've raised €120,000 in Matilda's name for Crumlin. Yeah, so that's involving the four Matilda's Miles walks, and also, you know, some events that my friends have done, coffee mornings, you know, flag days, table quizzes, things like that. But we've had, in total, from the four Matilda's Miles events so far, we have €70,000, and that's €120,000 in total going to Crumlin. So it really makes a huge difference to them. You know, I think if Matilda had been born 10 years earlier, we wouldn't have even been given some of the options we were given in terms of surgeries that were available to her. So the research that's going on and the machinery and equipment that they have in Crumlin is really top class now, and they, you know, so the more funding we can give them, the more chances that, you know, all of these children have in terms of, you know, getting through those surgeries that they need at the initial parts of their life.
And it's great to see somebody like yourself help raise the profile of CMRF, because you know, sometimes they go under the radar. We don't see the work that they do unless we have a sick child, and but the work that they do is absolutely phenomenal, astonishing, and it's a national treasure, I think. Is that fair?
It absolutely is. Yeah, that's absolutely fair. I mean, you can't, words just aren't enough to describe what a wonderful team they have there. And I always say they didn't just take care of Matilda, they took care of myself and Brendan as well, my husband.
Yeah.
You know, they really, really looked after our family so well, and still continue to check in with us and make sure that we're doing okay. And, you know, they're really, really kind and really good. They've got a fantastic team, both from a medical perspective and just from the caring side as well. You know, they did such a fantastic job in looking after all of us. So it's our way of giving back to them and making sure that, you know, they know that that's appreciated, and the next family that comes along is able to get the same level of care as well.
Now, I'm not a parent myself, but I do know parents who've lost children. And I know that the support that people like yourself get from other parents who've been through that journey themselves is vital and important. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said, I've met a number of other families since who've lost kids in various circumstances and of various ages. But, you know, I think you always find that you have some of the same things in common with them, and it's much easier to talk to somebody who has lost a child and understands what that is like. You know, the hard thing for family and friends around you is that they want to help and support you, but they really just don't know what it's like to lose a child. So absolutely, for anybody who has lost a child, there's sort of a camaraderie in talking to other people who have lost children and knowing that they've had some of the same thoughts that you've had, some of the same difficulties, you know, the various things that come up in everyday life that are just more difficult when you have lost a child. That support can be really, really important.
Now, for people who can't make the walk, Rebecca, but they'd like to make a donation, can they do so? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. So the CMRF Crumlin fundraising page, the website is cmrf.org/user/Matilda's Mild 2019. So if you go on to the CMRF, even if you just go onto the CMRF page and type in Matilda, you'll find the Matilda's Mild 2019 page there, and you can make a donation there securely that will go directly into the CMRF bank account in Matilda's name. And you can also check out our Facebook page, which is Matilda's Mild 7. So facebook.com/Matilda's.Mild.7. And that will bring you to details of the walk, pictures of last year's walk, and details of all the prizes that we'll have on offer at this year's walk.
Social media gets a bit of a kicking these days, and right reasons, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it does have a good side. And is it fair to say that having a Facebook page for Matilda has kept Matilda alive in some way?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I actually was one of these people who had avoided Facebook all the way through my youthful years and never had a profile myself, but I found...
You're one of the sensible ones.
Yeah. Since we set up Matilda's Miles and we have the Facebook page, it's just a great way to get, you know, Matilda's story out there and to share with everybody details of the walk. You know, it just multiplies the amount of people that we can let know. So, you know, we have friends all over the country and all over the globe, in fact, that are sharing details from Matilda's Miles Walk. And we have friends in places like Sydney, New York, and the UK who do a sort of a local Matilda's Miles themselves if they can't travel to Dublin to be with us on the day. And so they will also share details of the walk. So it's great to just, you know, get... make sure that everybody is remembering Matilda on the day.
I think it's fantastic. And the minute or so that we have left, Rebecca, can you remind people when and where this walk takes place?
So it's on this Saturday, the 22nd of June at 11 a.m, and we meet in the Papal Cross car park, which is right in the centre of the Phoenix Park. Loads of parking there, so, you know, come along, leave your car, and the walk will bring you right back to where you started as well. So hopefully we'll see a few people there on Saturday morning.
It's a great place to have it too, because it's central. It's about as central as you can get.
Exactly. And the Phoenix Park has special meaning for us in this. You know, as I mentioned at the start, we had to kind of mind Matilda a bit when she was small, make sure she wasn't open to infections. So what we used to do was bring her to the Phoenix Park for a walk, and that way we could meet friends there. They could see Matilda, but they weren't as likely to pass on germs and that type of thing. And we also have a tree planted in the park in Matilda's memory. So it's a really special place for us.
And if people would like to like Matilda's Facebook page, how can they find it, Rebecca?
Yeah, so it's Matilda's Miles 7, facebook.com/Matilda's.Miles.7.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and fingers and toes that the rain stays away.
Thanks very much, George, hopefully, but... even if not, I think we'll have a fun day out.
Absolutely. And there's lots and lots and lots of things for kids to do. It's brilliant. Well done. Well done.
Thanks a million. Thanks, George. We appreciate the time as well.
Great stuff, Rebecca. And thank you to you. Thank you for coming on this morning. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I was joined there by Rebecca Marr.